It's Tuesday, the 14th of December, and it's time to get your grin on with the Grincast, here to discuss the world of gaming from the past week. I'm your host Ace, and joining me are Gozogoz.
Hello.
And Prince.
Hello!
Welcome, both of you, to, well, we're the middle of December, we're closing on Christmas fast, but we're not here to talk about Christmas, we're here to talk about video games. So what's everyone been playing this past week? Goz, why don't you take us away?
Last week I tried to get back into Guild Wars 2, and this week I tried some more, and it didn't work out at all.
So that's all you did? You played some Guild Wars 2 and gave up?
No, I played some other stuff. I particularly enjoyed the winter update for Genshin Impact. It was a pretty interesting quest line about an alchemist who's actually an artificial human. And there's another experiment of the person who made him trying to replace him. So yeah, I enjoyed that. I'm not really into gacha games, but Genshin is pretty impressive in the kind of content they have, the variety and stuff. I hope they will continue the next year.
I'm sure it's going to keep going for many years.
Oh, I just hope that the quality will stay high. The quality of the content they make.
Well, people were quite excited for Genshin Impact based on, what was their previous game, Third Impact?
It was Honkai Impact or something.
Honkai Impact, sorry. Yeah, but just based on that, so they can't have let that go to hell, so they should have some plans going into the future of Genshin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you're still enjoying it. Prince, what about you?
I had a fun week in gaming, actually. I played like 5 games, which doesn't sound like a lot when I say it out loud, but that I had the time to play that many games this week. That feels amazing to me. I played Jet Set Radio, because I keep playing that. It's such a good game, classic. Space Channel 5 Part 2. Which might be the best rhythm game I've ever played, if I'm honest. I only got into Space Channel 5 last month, like recently, like really recently. I don't know how I missed it. It's crazy that I missed it because it is so up my alley. It is like such a weird niche thing. And I mean, even just the topic, this chick is just a journalist who dances and is like saving the world through dance, whatever. But she's just a news reporter who dances. Perfect. I love it. Persona 4 Dancing. It's a good dancing game. A lot of people hate those dancing games because they're soulless. I don't think 4 is soulless because it has a story mode.
Oh, fair enough.
And then the big weird ones I played this week. I played Devil May Cry 1, the original. I had to go back and check it out for reasons because I ended up getting into DMC Devil May Cry, which is the reboot. And it's really weird because I skipped this game when it came out. I think it came out like 2013-ish, I want to say. Like,
that sounds about
a while ago. Everybody hated it. Everybody hated it because it wasn't Devil May Cry. So I skipped it because I like Devil May Cry. You know, I've talked about Dante on here before. I love this game. I think it's beautiful. It's like I'm playing base edition too. I'm not even like playing the like new upgraded ones they have for console. Like I'm playing the original game. It's like flawless. It's really weird to me. Like I went in fully expecting to hate it actually, but it's like probably the best game I've played all year. It's horrifying to me. I want to hate it. Like, the Devil May Cry stan in me is like, no, I can't do this to Dante. But then, like, the part of me that likes to play video games and, like, thinks this is a really fun hack and slash is like, Wow, I want to play more DMC Devil May Cry. Like, I don't even care that the characters are all wrong, because, like, just pretend it's not Devil May Cry, and it's, like, the flawless game. Oh, and it looks beautiful. Graphically, it's very impressive.
Yeah, I have similar opinion of the game, that if you just ignore that it's called Devil May Cry, it's a really good game.
Exactly. Like, that's literally the case with it. I mean, honestly, I had to go back and play the first Devil May Cry game, and I hate myself for the decision I made, but I think the reboot is funner than the original. And I played the original. I had the original on PS2. I have it now on my PS4. Like, but it's not as good. Like, it feels like blasphemy saying that, but it's genuinely not as good. Oh, God. Am I even a gamer anymore?
Well, just don't start playing mobile games, because otherwise then gamers will disavow you.
I only play gachas on mobile.
Oh,
it's the addiction.
It's a tricky slope there.
Yeah, well, I really like mobile dating sims, admittedly. I really like dating sims in general. And they're all gachas, unfortunately, when you're in that, like, genre on mobile.
Myself, I played a new game that entered into Early Access, Breakwaters. I actually streamed it on the Game Grin Twitch channel on twitch.tv/GameGrin. And it's a survival game where you are on these islands or peninsula. They call them islands, but a group of islands is a peninsula. So, and you have to defeat these titans, which are giant, literally like town-sized beasts. So you start with nothing, and you start crafting with sticks and twigs and chicken carcasses, and I don't know. The main gimmick for this survival game is that you can craft these crystals that will move water. So in theory, you could lay down a bunch of these crystals and just, like Moses parting the Red Sea, just create a trench in the ocean. In the couple of hours that I've got behind it, I've not managed to do that. I've managed to move some bodies of water out of the way, because I needed to collect some fire coral to create this flare to get off of the initial island. I had quite a bit of fun. I got off the initial island. Because the flare is a story thing, you summon this ship using the flare, and when you go over to him, he says, okay, for a price, I'll take you away from here, but you don't get to say where I put you. It's like, oh, okay. And then
never mind.
I don't know if it was supposed to, but this ship that picked me up, this trader, when it was traveling to drop me off, it traveled underwater. Now, I thought, oh, that's interesting, it's a submarine. But someone who was watching the stream said, wait, is that boat underwater?
Oh, no.
And it's like a 5-minute trip, just chilling and regaining health in this ship while it drops me off in a random location. The current quest that I'm on is I've got to collect some crystals to create some bottles where when I throw them, it will create water. So I'm actually looking forward to that, because the trailer that's on the Steam page shows the player manipulating water, and at one point they've created a dam and they break the dam and the water just flows out. It's like, okay, I really like water physics in games, like it's my favorite thing. So as soon as I saw that trailer, I was like, I want this.
Your inner beaver. Sorry, I cut you off, Prince.
Oh, I was gonna ask if it's like lived up to your water physics expectations so far.
So far, I'd say yes. It's still early days. It's literally came out last week. They've updated it like 4 times since I streamed it. They updated it like half an hour before I streamed it as well. But yeah, it's started off strong. I had quite a number of people joining the stream and asking about issues with the camera and the graphics and frame rate. And I was like, well, you can see what the frame rate is like. but I, when I first started it, I did have to turn off motion blur because that really tanked the frame rate. I was like 10 seconds into the game. I was like, this is unplayable. Let me have a look at the graphics options. As soon as I turned off motion blur, perfectly fine.
That's like,
I don't know why that's
in
on.
Games. Like motion blur kind of just like, I don't think I've ever seen motion blur like in a situation where I didn't turn it off. Like, the majority of times I turn that off. Like, I don't think it works well in games, usually.
I never turn it off. Like, really? I'm happy with the default options. This, like people say, this is how the developer intended it, so... I can't think of any specific time where I have turned it off. I'm sure it's happened once or twice, but this is the first time where I've consciously made the decision I gotta turn this off.
That's so crazy. To be honest, I like go into the settings of like every game before I go into it though, so like I guess that makes sense if you leave it at default.
Ugh. Well, I always check out the settings, but of course, since I'd never fiddle with motion blur, I didn't think to turn it off.
Should always turn it off.
I'll bear that in mind. Certainly it might it might improve some performance issues that I've noticed here and there.
I wonder if motion blur can prevent motion sickness.
That's actually what some of the, because I went and had a look at some of these negative Steam reviews, and some of them were complaining that this game gave me motion sickness because the camera moves too quickly.
Yeah, they should have turned off motion blur. Or, turned it on. I don't know. I don't know which way.
They should have something the options. Damn it. I had something for this. On to the news.
You tried.
I tried. There's this YouTube channel called People Make Games who do usually they do video essays and interviews and stuff. There's one from last year, Inside Second Life's Most Expensive Brothel. And they interviewed Blitzchung, who the Hearthstone player who got banned after winning a tournament because he mentioned Hong Kong. They recently released a video about, well, a couple of videos about Roblox. Our staff, are either of you familiar with Roblox before this video?
Yeah. I actually, a friend of mine has a little sibling who plays Roblox all the time. And to be honest, I don't like Roblox. Like, it's kind of obvious that even though it's like marketed as this like thing for children, it's always been a little too obvious that it's not really a good place for kids to be at all. Like, there's not a lot of actual censorship and stuff. And there's a lot of weird things and there's definitely adults on there. Like, I feel weird. Like, I'm very prude when it actually comes to children on the internet, just because I was raised on the internet. I know how it works, and I'm like, nah, I wouldn't want my kids there. Roblox, I just don't believe it's, like, it. I hate it.
Sorry. Okay, Gauze, what about you? Were you familiar with Roblox?
I heard of it here and there. I think most recently I was looking if there is a game based on some IP, and the only result I found was a Roblox game. So then that was when I learned that it's actually a platform where people can develop video games. I didn't know that. Before that, I had no idea what it is. Like, is it a game? Is it like a competitor for Lego? I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's not really obvious from all of the adverts on that pop up here and there. That what quite Roblox is, it's just bright colors meant to appeal to children, and that's basically it. Until kind of recently, on the main Roblox website, there was a thing saying that, well, it's a game creation platform, and there was a big text box saying that you could make lots of money making games on here. Hey, kids, come and make lots of money, kind of thing. And once People Make Games' previous Roblox video came out a couple of months ago, that got quietly removed. There are over 164 million monthly active users making and playing games on Roblox, and over half of them are under 16 in the United States, according to Wikipedia. And yes, these videos that People Make Games made basically highlighted how Roblox exploits young game developers, because Roblox gets a cut of any transaction that is made on the platform, and people buy and sell items as well as games on the platform. So every time someone buys an item or sells it to someone, Roblox gets a cut of the money. So they, let's see if Wikipedia says here. Yeah, it was the third highest grossing game of 2020 with a revenue of $2.29 billion, which was the first and second highest grossing games were PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds and Honor of Kings.
Is that including mobile games or?
Honor of Kings is a mobile game.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, they've been making a lot of money since they came around in 2006. And basically, these videos explain how they're exploiting young developers by taking their content and taking a percentage of the content. There's no oversight because most of these developers move off of the platform onto Slack, Discord, private forums, whatever, because there's no official Roblox forums, because the official Roblox forum got shut down because they were unable to moderate it properly. So because they were unable to moderate their own platform properly, they just decided, hey, let's allow people to communicate between themselves and we won't moderate anything out of our hands because it's not on Roblox.com.
It's so ridiculous to me because, like, it's like supposed to be a children's site. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? No moderate. Like, I just, sorry.
No, that's fine. Yeah, but any platform that welcomes children is going to you've got to moderate, because there's people who like children not in the normal way.
Yeah, that's my main issue with Roblox, to be honest, because this goes back to my friend's sibling. Is the reason that they got grounded from Roblox at one point is because they were messaging people, and some of these people were adults. You're going to get into contact with adults on that site. Sorry. I'm so grossed out.
That's fine. That's fine. I keep saying that's fine. The latest video does go into uncomfortable detail. They do post several warnings about a couple of people who were sending inappropriate messages to in this case, a 12-year-old. This 20-something-year-old was sending inappropriate messages to a 12-year-old. And their games, the games that this adult made, are still available on Roblox, because even though they, as a user, were banned, they were, before the ban, able to transfer ownership of these games to a different account. Which...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. and this adult has released YouTube videos detailing their plans, their future plans and content updates for these games that their team of 11 people are doing. And there was in this players people make games video, there's a clip from it which shows a company hierarchy with this band user right at the top saying owner, producer, director. So it's not even they have an unofficial role. No, they're still making money off this game in an official capacity as part of this company, because Roblox didn't ban didn't remove this game. In a different incident, this user was created a popular game and made some money, and because they were a kid, they spent the money because it was in Robux. The game does allow you to exchange Robux for real money, but it has to be over a certain threshold. But they were a child and no longer a child. Since they spent the money, they were unable to take the money out because they bought some skins or faces or a crown. And all of these purchases cost about $1,000.
Oh my gosh.
But you think, oh, it was a popular game. They made over $1,000, so they could make some more money using their popular game. But no, Roblox removed the game because it was using illegal assets which Roblox gave to this developer. Because users create assets and they can upload it to the main Roblox thing for everyone to access and use. So a user had illegally obtained these assets and uploaded them for other people to use. And this unwitting child developer had used these stolen assets. So their game got removed because they were using stolen assets.
This is just such a... Oh my god, like, this is such a hot mess on every single level, even down to assets. I shouldn't find it funny. Like, once again, this is one of those really horrible things. But god damn, even down to assets. Wow. Hot mess.
Yes, it's all a mess. The main crux of these videos was to highlight the fact that Roblox has a basically a stock market, because as I say, you can buy and sell skins and stuff. So every now and then Roblox will team up with, say, Gucci and release a bunch of handbags. So users can buy those for a limited time and then at a later date sell them.
It's an actual currency at this point. Like, Roblox is basically like cryptocurrency. Oh my god.
Yeah, and it's all unregulated, and again, it's a platform for children.
Oh my god.
So it comes up with a warning saying you must be 18 to buy these Robux, but once you have the Robux, which again can be exchanged back to real money, the child can spend them on whatever they want.
It's interesting to think about, to be honest, because, you know, like, because a lot of these kids probably can't buy the Robux themselves, like, their parents would kill them. So, like, I imagine there's got to be kids out there literally grinding, like, making video game. They're on the video game grind for Robux. I it's amazing. That's how they're getting their money for their game. That's their in-game currency. But it's, like, basically real. It's mind-blowing. Holy shit.
Oh, but you can get 10,000 Robux for only £92.99.
Oh my god. That's why kids are on the video game grind. Wow.
it's about 100 Robux for £1.
So it's like pennies. Well, not penny. Well, I mean, like, the way I thought of it was, your money obviously is different than mine. Oh god. That's horrible, though. Wow, that's I mean, it's a little impressive. It's a little, like, slightly impressive that somehow, like, Roblox has its own economy. Like, the world economy is about to collapse, but Roblox economy thriving. But it's horrifying because, like, these are kids. Like, this is pretty exploitative. I wouldn't want my kid doing the video game grind. As cool as that is, like, not as a kid.
For 100 Robux, you can get white void antlers for your... they're just white antlers for your avatar to wear. And there's, like, freckles for 10 Robux, and... There's a lot of stuff for people to buy. Just looking at the avatar shop is just horrifying. So I never actually said how if I had any experience with Roblox, and my daughter has been on about wanting to play Roblox. She asked before she tried, and there's always been something sketchy about it, so I've always said no. I fobbed her off with when you're 10 you can play it, and she's got a couple of years to go until she can play it. But yeah, after seeing all of this, no, not when she's 10, maybe when she's 18.
Yeah.
Making her own decisions.
That's like kind of almost impressive to me though, that like because she sounds, how old is she? Because she's got to be young, like what, 6, 7?
She's 8. She's almost 9.
Okay, that's like impressive though to me that eight-year-olds want to play Roblox. Like, this is that popular that people actually like kids are asking their parents to play it. Like, it's that big.
Yeah, well, it's obviously popped up on adverts while she's been watching YouTube or YouTubers that she's come across in the past. But yeah, I'm glad she asked before just downloading it, especially since, you know, it's a grooming place.
Yeah. Literally, on it. Like, that's awesome that she asked, actually. Like, as a kid, I would have just downloaded it. And I used to, like, just do things like that. Oh, like, that's awesome she asked. Good parenting! Ah!
Thank you.
I just, like, wanted to say that, yeah, definitely a horrible story, and definitely they should manage their product platform better, but, like, I still see value in, like, having a platform where people can develop games and make some money off it.
Oh, totally.
I think
the children is the issue. Like,
yeah, yeah. So. Like, they definitely should manage it better so that people don't get exploited and stuff like that. But, yeah.
I suppose if they started to include any kind of moderation, then they'd... perhaps they feel that they'd open themselves up to companies who don't want their characters being recreated in Roblox, like the characters from Dragon Ball Z or from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my first thought when I after watching the video was that it seems a bit similar to what's happening with YouTube, is that they don't have proper moderating for some stuff, and like it seems like they just don't want to spend money for that because that's less money that they make. I don't know. Am I making sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Makes sense.
It's
like they could probably do it with this so much money that they earn. But, like, they would have to earn less themselves.
Yeah, that's the problem with a lot of companies. Just, while we could make a little less money and protect our users, or we could make more money.
Sad times.
No, it's okay. I think there was another thing that, I mean, that's a similar idea where you can go on and develop games, and I don't know if you earn money from it. I think it was called Core or something. And I wonder if that's if they also have the same problem that Roblox does, or problems, plural.
Yeah, I suppose it all depends on how much moderation and oversight that they have. I've just clicked on the Roblox Corporation, the company that owns Roblox, Wikipedia page, and noticed that they own Bash Video, Loom.ai, PacketZoom, and Guilded, which is a Discord alternative.
Oh. Oh, gosh. So they created a Discord alternative. Like, that's interesting to me, because we were hearing earlier on about the fact that, you know, some of these people are leaving Roblox. These children are, like, leaving Roblox as a platform and doing deals on, like, other sites, you know. And Discord was one of the, like, the sites named in that. But I'm like, whoa, a Discord alternative. Like, I wonder if that's involved too now, actually. Like, how many people are going to that one also? Like, huh.
Yeah, but if they admit that users are going to Guilded, then, well, why aren't you moderating Guilded?
Yeah,
I mean, how many Discord servers do Discord moderate?
Good point. See, I have, like, mixed feelings on it too, because, like, I feel like it's nice, because Discord is pretty unmoderated for the most part. I mean, depending, like, each server has its own thing, but that's always, like, a self-sufficient type thing going on. Like, Discord's nice, but I'm also saying that as an adult. Like, I don't know how to feel, once again, like, about an on, like, God, now I'm like, oh, there are kids on Discord too, huh, probably. I hate that. Oh, I hate children on the internet. Sorry. You know, I feel like this is a weird, this probably would not help. It would make things 100% worse. But I almost feel like they could have, like, a system on Roblox where they pay people like Roblox to be moderators. Like, people will moderate anything for fun anyways half the time. But, like,
just look at Reddit.
Yeah. So, like, could you imagine if they were giving you in-game currency for that? I think that would solve their problem, because people would, like, I think people would volunteer to moderate things, because people just love to do stuff like that for whatever reason. Sometimes bad, sometimes good. But, like, if you were offering what is essentially money, because they have a full economy going on over there, like, you could just have Roblox cops everywhere. Like, it'd be easy.
That's actually a really good, really interesting point, because if they're giving people Robux, then once those Robux are being spent, they're getting a cut.
Yeah! He literally just recycles, and I think it solves the moderation of hopefully, I mean, it actually might totally go bad. I mean, like, people in power and money. I'm like, I guess it is an economy. But, I think it would solve some issues, oddly enough. Or I might be wrong.
I think you're onto something. I think you should research it and just present it to Roblox.
Yeah.
Sell the idea to Roblox for Robux.
Demand that, like, cut. I want the money. Oh.
It's really sad. In general, but a bit more personally for me, because, like, I find out there is a platform where, like, people can make games, kids can make games, like, if they want to, and, like, eventually they develop skills and can go into proper game development, and it's just shit. It's a horrible platform.
Yeah.
I suppose there's not any alternative that lets you, well, there's no free-to-play alternative, at least, because there's Dreams on PlayStation,
right,
that lets you create games inside a game. But there's no free-to-play alternative to that'll let you make and play games.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, I think it's interesting, because Roblox, I feel like it's got to be one of the most, like, trash, like put together places. I'm like, this place is not like, it doesn't even have moderation, but it's so self-sufficient off its own like user base. It's so weird. Like they support everything. They're the ones making the games. They literally make the game. They're like, that's the only reason they're there, is to play the games they're making. And like the games other people are making, like the people there made Roblox. Like the people who made Roblox didn't even make Roblox in the way that its people have made it. What the hell?
Oh, apparently the one I heard about on Epic Store Core, it's called. Apparently they offer 50% of revenue to the creators, whatever that the games they post make. That's what they do. I was wondering if they let you earn money or not. I don't know how it compares to Roblox, but yeah.
Well, Roblox lets you get your game seen more easily. There's one of the complaints in the videos is that there's no way to be discovered. So unless your game is played by a streamer or YouTuber or something, then it's hard to get your game in front of people because there's lots of people. I mean, how many users did I say earlier? Lots of people playing this game and making games.
600 billion, you said.
164 million.
That number still blows my mind, to be honest. But there is a part of me that goes, maybe this is, I guess, good experience for kids wanting to get into video game development. I'm like, damn, that's kind of real. But I have so many mixed feelings on this.
if they made it easier to communicate with groups inside the Roblox environment, then that'd be great, because then they could moderate it. But by having no way to like report abuse outside of Roblox.com, it's really not great. I think we've got all we can out of this topic. Don't play Roblox, guys.
I don't know, like, it's with the world economy, I might convert all my money to Roblox.
More stable than here.
Invest in Robux. Invest in freckles.
Oh, there's always going to be kids that want freckles, don't you know?
And with that, I think we've reached the end of our podcast. Thank you for joining me, Gauze and Prince.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Make sure to tune in next week for our Game of the Year podcast. Well, woo, part one of our Game of the Year podcast, and the following week for part two.
Hey,
there's some games.
and gangrene of the year.
I'm editing that out, I told you. Thank you for listening to the Greencast, and better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on netgamegrid.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Pals Anime Lounge podcast. Until next time, game on.